If it is well with your soul, pick your Bible and let us feed the soul. Galatians chapter 4. We pick a text, then we sit down. Then we continue from where we stopped last week. Amen. Verse 22 and verse 23. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Verse 28. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, we are the children of promise. Father, we thank you. Because we can confidently say we are children of promise. But many of us may not understand how we are children of promise. That is the purpose, Lord, of this sermon. Come and grant us understanding, Lord. Come and bless us today and bless our souls. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Be seated. Praise the Lord. Okay, we are continuing where we started last Sunday. It is important that you catch what I want to bring out. Many of us are members of this church. Some of us are members of this church, and some may really not understand what makes us different from the denominations. And that's exactly what I want to achieve by this teaching. I titled A Review of the Bride and the Denominations. It's a review because we have taken it in different ways before. But maybe the way I want to talk about it now may make it clearer for someone who has not understood. This is aimed at making you know, like I said last week, the reason for the shout stage of the restoration message. Because the rapture starts with a shout. It starts with a shout, so that you'll understand why it has to start with a shout. So that you'll understand why you have to give diligence, like Apostle Peter said, to make your calling and election sure. And also, number three, to understand why the Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. And number four, to understand the reason why salvation is by election. It is by election. It's not he that runneth, it's not he that willeth, but God that showeth mercy. And number five, to understand why when it comes to salvation, Christ will always drop it by parable, why he spoke in parables. And to understand that parable clearly, that parable of the wheat and the tares, is all talking about the church of Jesus Christ. So you understand the book of life, and to understand that there is the perfect will of God and there is the permissive will of God. Last week, I tried to stress a fact, a truth of the estate of the church. Now you must understand that the church is a mixed multitude. The church is a mixed multitude. And that is why, just like the natural church, Apostle Paul said, Israel is the natural church. The bride church is the spiritual church, the church of Jesus Christ. The church of Jehovah is Israel. And the church of Jesus Christ is the bride church. Praise God. And then Apostle Paul, concerning the natural church, he says that not all Israel is of Israel. So we too can confidently say, not all Christians are of Christ. And that is what we want to establish. Hallelujah. The mixed multitude, what caused the mixture? Different reasons caused the mixture. Satan also caused the mixture. That is what is called mystery of iniquity. And anything that is a mystery, you need God to decode it for your understanding. And you need to understand this mixture that has constituted the church of Jesus Christ for you to see the reason why you don't just follow the bandwagon. You ensure, look, salvation is a personal thing. You face yourself first before you look at any other person. So that things that you hear happening in the churches, among Christians, in Christendom, they will not surprise you or stumble you out. The church is a mixed multitude. And we looked at that mystery. Hallelujah. We looked at it because everything we see in the Old Testament, the stories we see in the Old Testament, they are shadow. Shadow. God was speaking of something that is to come, then he laid a shadow that will let us understand how the perfect church will look like. We will come to that later in another teaching where we try to let us understand that picture clearer and clearer and clearer. That there is nothing happening on earth today that has taken God by surprise. That is why he is God. And that if you look as if God is helpless, he's not helpless. And that don't serve God as if God needs your help. Don't serve God as if without you, he cannot do something. Get revelation enough to know that whatever God is happening on earth, God is allowing it to achieve his purpose. Praise the Lord. When you have that in mind, then it will help you to know how to walk with him. But it's good that we catch a picture. This is the way Apostle Paul put it. Let's open 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians This is the way Apostle Paul put it. From verse 6. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. The perfection here is talking about maturity. Yet not the wisdom of this world. It's not philosophy. It's not theology. It's not academics. Nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, in a hidden form. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Hey. Study, 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 study. There are some scriptures when you read like this and you see where you belong, you get excited. He says it's a hidden wisdom He ordained, he, God, ordained it before me, from before the world, before the world, this world was formed, this world system, this earth was formed. God has already ordained it. And he ordained it unto our glory. That is the sonship, an eternal being that he has ordained you to be. Hallelujah. He ordained it from the foundation of the world. Before the foundation of the world, God has designed a glorious, hallelujah, a glorious life for us, that he will have us as a father and a son, a child relationship, higher than angels. Hey, praise God. Higher than angels. Angels are servants. We are sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. He is a master to angels. He is a father to us. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he, whatever has been going on in creation of man and all the activities that are going on, he is only leading to fulfill one thing. At the end of the program, he will get a people from this earth for that glory that he has arranged and set aside and ordained for all of us. I don't know how many people will be part of that glory. Amen. Hallelujah. If you cannot be part of that glory and then be weary when it comes to the things of the Spirit. You get alert. You get strength, excited to change a business that you know there is profit in it. You are sure there is gain, there is profit in it. You wake up 5 a.m., you're on the road already to get the market and sell because there's profit. See the zeal you put to make that profit because you know there is profit. But when it comes to eternal life, Apostle Paul said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither is it put in the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love his appearing. And you say you are waiting for that glorious thing, you are chasing that thing. Anytime it comes to service of God, you are reluctant. See the time some people come to church, 2 hours after service has started. See the people sit down in the church and they are sleeping. When it's time to worship, see your attitude towards salvation generally. It's a reflection of your revelation. Because we know where your seal is. Because you have a revelation of profit. But this profit that is awaiting the believers, you don't have that revelation. How do I know? It is reflected in your attitude towards the things of God. That is what Apostle Paul, and the reason is because it is a wisdom that is hidden. Unless it is revealed to you, you will serve God the way you are serving him. You can't do more than to just be a religious person. Very proud of the church you belong. Very proud of who your pastor is. And very proud of your position in that church. I am elder. I am deacon. We are the decision makers. We are. See what you are boasting of. Boasting of all, everything in the church, but nothing to boast in Christ. It's because of revelation. You don't have it. I read it again, verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. None of them knew. None of them knew. But had they known it, if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Break it down. All these people who make caricature of the Lord Jesus Christ, If they know who Jesus is, they will not be making caricature of that name. They will not be messing up with that name. The princes are the big men in the society. There are also princes in the so-called church of Jesus Christ. The big Jews and the big archbishops and the big reverend doctors. Right and left doctors. Reverend doctors. If they had known who Jesus is, they will not bring comedians to the church. If they had known who Jesus is, they will not be doing some of the things they are doing. The reason is because that wisdom is not revealed to them. Hallelujah. Verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. This is where I am going. But God has revealed them unto us. That's where I am going. He has revealed those hidden things. It's hidden to them, but it's revealed to us by his Spirit. Hallelujah. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yet the deep things of God. And one of the deep things of God concerning salvation is what we are trying to share now. So that you will understand why the Church of Jesus Christ is the way it is now. Who they are, who we are. Praise the Lord. So, a type, he put it together in types and shadows. In shadows. We try to look at what happened in the Garden of Eden. God allowed it. He was speaking of the condition that the church will go through. We get to know in the present setting of the church. In the present setting, we proved it. Who the woman represent, Eve represent, who Cain represent, and who Abel represents. Today, all that was speaking was speaking, all that story is speaking about the composition of the church of Jesus Christ before the rapture. That woman is the church. Adam is Christ. Praise the Lord. That woman is the church. And that woman produced two types of children. Two types of believers. Cain and Abel. Abel was planted by Adam. So Christ was explaining that to us using the parable of the wheat and the tares in Matthew 13 from verse 24. And so that you will know that in the church, Satan also has planted his own in the church. The womb, one womb of a woman, same mother but different fathers. Same, forget them coming to the altar and then say they give their life to Christ. They are entering the womb. Oh, glory be to God. They are entering the womb. But the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, Adam know his own. Adam know his own. Amen. And every woman knows the father of the child she's carrying. So that's the condition of the church. Don't deceive yourself when you see anything happening. That is the reason why he said that not all that say, Lord, 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 will enter into the kingdom. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Abel brought a sacrifice according to the perfect will of God. Cain, oh yeah, now come and do the same thing. Cain refused. But in that day, they will say, was it not in your name I did this, in your name I did that, in your name I cast out devil, in your name I turned the city upside down, in your name I even brought comedians into the church and made us all happy. And note the answer. He will say, I never knew you. Amen. This knowing that I never knew you, get thee away from me, ye that walk iniquity. When did he know us that he knows? Those that he knows, when did he know them? The day they gave their life to Christ? The day they were casting out devil? Amen. From the foundation of the world, he searched the book of life, their names were not there. I never knew you. Praise the Lord. But they were in the church, but not planted by Christ himself. It's a mystery. Therefore, he added, by their fruits, ye shall know them. By their fruits. So same mother, but different fathers. The one we want to look at today now is the one that is the same father, but different mothers. It's another mystery about the church. The same father, but different mothers. And that story, you have to take time to read it. Genesis chapter 16, chapter 17, up to chapter 21. You know, chapter 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 chapters is talking about Abraham and his family. Hallelujah. Remember, it's a familiar story. Abraham had a wife. What is her name? Sarah. And they stayed for so long, no child. And Sarah decided to advise the husband. He said, since God has closed my womb so that you will not be without a child, I have a slave girl here, my servant here. She's a slave. She's not a house help. She is not a house help. Hagar was a slave. He was part of the property of Sarah. So she decides what to do with her. She was not employed and paid salary. She was her property. Gave her to him. Going into her and let her raise children unto you. And Abraham gladly, maybe he was eyeing the girl before him. Because he didn't argue at all. Praise God. Anything you tell me to do, honey, I will do it. Amen. And quickly, he took over. Chop, chop, chop. The girl took in. And before you know what, hallelujah. She took in, immediately she got pregnant. The Bible says she began to despise her mistress, Sarah. Then Sarah showed and said, let me get you, let me go finish you. Praise God. Amen. And before you know what, the torture was too much. I'm paraphrasing the story you read in these chapters I gave you from verse 6, chapter 16. And before you know what, it was the house became unbearable and she ran away. went and stood somewhere and was crying. Now take note. There are some key things there that bring this picture very, very clearly. And then the woman, an angel appeared. And if you read that story, the way that angel spoke, he didn't speak like an angel, he spoke like God. He spoke with authority. I will do this by this same time. I will. Only God speaks like that. So the God of heaven himself came and met her like an angel. What are you doing here, Hagar? Hey, now my mistress, they wire me too much. Now, the angel said, go back home and submit yourself to her. And so she went back home and began to behave herself. Shortly after, she gave birth to a son. Amen. And not just that, amen, the angel named that baby that is in the womb and blessed that baby that is in the womb. God blessed that baby, even named the baby. The child shall be called Ishmael. Thus said the Lord. That child is called from the womb. And even promised that that child, Ishmael, will be a great nation. He said 12 princes will come out of that. 12 nations will come from him.